Christ the Lord is risen. It was a rough week for the disciples. They had some struggles. They didn't understand what was taking place. A lot of confusion in their minds. You see, Jesus rode into Jerusalem last Sunday with triumphance, with exuberance, a lot of excitement, a lot of shouting, rejoicing. And then Monday, he went to the temple. And I'd say, thinking about Peter especially, but maybe all of them, Peter was getting into this. He was excited about what was taking place. Because now, the kingdom was just about ready to begin. Tuesday, Jesus is talking with the religious rulers, and he's telling them that they're vipers. It's an incredible day. Things began to change, unbeknownst to the rest of them, though, as Judas contracts to betray Christ. Wednesday, he's again warning the religious leaders, and he's calling them hypocrites. They go over to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus weeps over the city of Israel, or Jerusalem. Thursday, they gather for the Last Supper and the Passover meal. Jesus is more subdued. He's talking to them about service. He's talking to them about his death. He's talking to them about a betrayal. He talks to Peter specifically about a denial. He welcomes them into the supper. They enjoy this time of participating in his broken body, his shed blood. Judas does what he does. They go to the mount, or they go to the garden of Gethsemane. Jesus waits for his arrest. Peter thinks it's now time to rise up, draws his sword. Jesus rebukes him. Wait a minute, Jesus, you were casting out people of the temple just a few days ago. You were challenging the religious people. You're telling me now that it's not time? He's confused. He's struggling. They take Jesus away. The disciples depart. They flee. They run. Peter follows afar off. He wants to see. He watches. He listens. He sees suddenly this docile man that is involved with this crazy trial. Somebody says, "I saw you with him." No, you didn't. I don't know that man. I do not know that man. He continues to watch and sees the proceeding. Somebody else comes up and said, You're with him." No. No, that's not the same Jesus that took the money changers out. I don't know this guy. I'm struggling with this guy. You know the story. A little while later, somebody comes to him again and, "I don't know that man. I do not know him." And he heard the rooster crow. And immediately his mind was brought back to the reality that Jesus knew him, that Jesus remembered him. And he went out and he wept bitterly. Jesus was crucified. He was mocked, ridiculed, scorned. He cried out, "It is finished." Breathed his last breath. The separation between God and man in the temple that stood for days and years and time was rent from the top to the bottom. The curtain collapsed, bringing us access right into the very throne room of God, our Heavenly Father. Saturday was dismal. Saturday was tough. Hope was gone. Darkness was on their countenance. Darkness was on their face. There wasn't worship. They only knew that things had changed and that Jesus had died. early Sunday morning, some stirring began to take place in the hearts of some ladies. And they made their way to the tomb, only to find out that the tombstone had been somehow miraculously rolled away. And suddenly they realized that the tomb was empty. It began to spread through the little corridors and the avenues of Jerusalem. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. And it began to develop into a crescendo that Jesus Christ the Lord is risen. Let's sing this song together as we begin this morning. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy, Christ the Lord.
It is well. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground.
He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him.
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Because he was wounded for our transgressions.
Because he was bruised for our iniquities.
And because with his stripes we are healed.
It is well with my soul.
John tells us that it was before the feast of Passover when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world and to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?"
And the disciples answered, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?"
And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me."
And when they came to the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left.
And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
And we are reminded of Isaiah's words, "All we like sheep have gone astray.
We have turned everyone to his own way.
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
All his ransom home to bring.
It was on the first day of the week that Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb.
And the angel said to her, "He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead."
Because he lives,
we also live.
Because he cared enough to die on a cross, we are redeemed.
Because he rose again, we also shall rise to new life in him.
Because he died.
Because he rose.
Because he lives.
It is well with my soul.
In my soul.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Susanna. So much work, so much effort. Everyone practicing, preparing. I think it was absolutely great. Thank the Lord. What a beginning of the cantata as well as the end. It is well, because the tomb is empty. Isn't that incredible? Can you wrap your brain around it? The reality that Jesus came to die for lost humanity. Now my prayer is this morning that every one of us knows that personally. Do not leave this building today without knowing that Jesus is your personal Savior. That you have received Him as Christ. It's more than a head knowledge. It's an experience that goes deep within the heart. That changes us from the inside out. It is well when peace like a river. Not my sin in part, but my sin in whole. Nailed to His cross. And we don't have to bear it anymore. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, each one that participated. Blessed in that service this morning. Trust it'll be a continued rejoicing today. Amen. Amen. Didn't say at the beginning of the service, but we welcome all of our guests. Not anybody's really a visitor as such, but everybody, we know everyone, I think, and glad for each one being here. I don't know, maybe some of us haven't really quite had an opportunity yet to meet Tate Oliver. You take notice of little Tate back there. I'm sure that Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa will be happy to show him off. Precious, precious little baby. And we welcome Tate this morning. Amen. I do want to say thank you to all of you for your prayers, your cards, your kindnesses, special delivery of cookies at the hospital, and beyond. So many things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I've told Adelia's colleagues a number of times, so appreciate their care at the hospital. And I don't know, she must be extra blessed to be able to work with such great people. I didn't find any of them to be a problem. Just thrilled by the care and the concern of those that were there taking care of me. And thank you again so much for your prayers, your cards, and all of the kindnesses that you have extended. Thank you, Brother Gibson, for stepping in last Sunday and sharing even in your weakness and weariness. Thank you so deeply for your help in that last week. Thank you, Jonathan, for all of your help this week in cleaning up and mowing, trimming, and all that stuff. And I deeply appreciate that as well. Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for the richness of your grace. We're thankful for your blessings. Thank you for the privilege that we have of celebrating a risen Savior, worshiping a risen Savior, experiencing a risen Savior. Thank you for this time together of rejoicing and song. We thank you, Father, for the privilege that we've had to be in your presence. And as we go through this day, that the presence of the resurrected Son of Christ, Son of God, continue to illuminate our hearts. You know our needs this morning. You know the individual needs. Perhaps there is somebody here this morning that needs an awakening in their heart, a renewal in their soul. Pray that you would touch them, deal with them, draw them, save them. Because of your rich grace and the shed blood of Calvary, the resurrected Savior. You know the needs that are around us today. I pray that you would touch Brother John Gilley and his family. Minister to them. Pray that you would touch Kimberly's mom and their family, all of them. All that's going on, would you draw near and comfort and lift and make your presence known in their lives and their hearts today. Continue to touch Sister Franklin. Minister to her needs. Lift her up, I pray, and strengthen and comfort her. Give her daily strength. She goes through this week. A lot of other unspoken requests and burdens that are around us, we lift them to you as well. Pray that you would touch each one. Be with us as we go our separate ways this morning. Bring us back for the service tonight. May we continue to worship you on this resurrected Lord's Day. In Christ's name, amen. You're dismissed.